On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show.
Woo! Woo, yippee!
Finally, spring is coming. We're recording this on April 2nd, and it is cold as hell in Delaware, but it's like 40 degrees, rain all day. It's been sucking, but...
Well, it's 75 here and sunny. Woohoo!
Yeah, my daughter down in St. Augustine, she's like, I think I might go to the beach today, but I have class. I don't know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And my kids aren't even here. And my wife, they're up in Yosemite, and there's snow up there. And it's like low of 20, high of like 45. And here,
well, you kind of expect that there.
Yeah, here I am. Yes, it was close to 80 today. It's ridiculous.
Damn. Well, it'll be nice soon enough.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with a little bit of 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Where we play 6 clips, and you have to try to come up with the artist. And I think I have a pretty hard one for you today. I think you'll get... You know all these bands, but I don't know if you'll know them.
Yeah, and when you play this, get a piece of paper out if you can and try to play along with this. Danny says his is challenging. Mine is going to be definitely challenging, I think. So we're probably going to make ourselves look really stupid today, but that's okay. That's kind of the fun of the show, you know. See if you're smarter than a couple of boneheads from either coast.
Yeah, if you can go 12 for 12, you're a super genius or you're a rock nerd.
Yeah,
like us, but we don't go for 12 for 12, so I guess we're not that big of nerds.
Yeah, well, I guess we are. We are, but we aren't, so.
Stupid nerds, how about that?
There you go. Okay, so what is the theme of your 6?
All right, the theme of mine is these are all songs that have been on soundtracks.
Soundtrack songs, okay.
Now, they're not just sound, like some of these have been on bands' albums, but they also are on soundtracks.
All right. Okay.
So I'll give you bonus points if you can guess the album or the movie that these were on soundtracks for, but I think some of them will be pretty obvious.
Okay.
But I'm really not going to give you bonus points. You just got to get the band. So.
All right. Okay, so everybody play along at home. We're just jumping right into this. Here we go. Wow. Oh. Some of them I know. A couple of them I had no clue.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know all of these bands. No question.
Yeah. I mean, like number 3, I knew I was on the tip of my tongue. Like, I know this. Who is it? Same thing with number 1. I'm like, oh.
Oh, you're going to be pissed.
All right.
You don't get number 1.
All right. Let's try this again here.
And you probably think you know number 6, but I bet you don't.
Okay, here we go. Super down, I'm feeling.
I'm up, dream, I've lost the drive. I'm up, dream, I've lost the drive.
Okay.
All right. So what do you think?
I think I'm going to do okay in this.
All right.
But there's one I definitely have blanked on completely, but it's familiar. Okay.
Okay.
Number one. Song is called Super Down.
Yep.
I don't remember the name of the movie, but I believe it's Super Transatlantic.
That is correct. Jason Bieler and Pat Badger.
Pat Badger, yeah.
Great, great album. But that's from the movie. That was on the American Pie soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know where in the movie it is, but...
Probably plays in the end of the credits. The second credits.
Yeah, when the guys are cleaning up the popcorn.
All right, number two.
Number two.
I have a big giant question mark there, so let's see. Is it TNT?
No, that is incorrect. Not really very close either. That's from the movie The Crow.
The Crow. Let me guess. If it's on The Crow, it's something. Oh, what was the name of that band? Oh, God. It's a big giant dude who's dead, right?
I'm thinking. Two of the members of the band are dead.
Oh, my God.
Four-piece.
Is this guy named Pete Steele, the lead singer?
Nope.
No, so I'm thinking of the wrong band. I don't know. Who is it?
That was Pantera.
Really?
Yep.
Kind of sounded like Pantera, too, but I was thinking it was that... I can't remember the name of the other band I'm thinking of.
It's a song called The Badge.
From what movie?
The Crow.
Oh, The Crow. Okay.
Yep.
I hadn't seen The Crow in ages. I remember I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, good flick.
Jeez. Okay, that's a first miss there. Number three, I wrote Marilyn Manson.
That is correct.
Movie? I don't know.
That's from The Matrix.
Okay.
Again, I don't know where in The Matrix that is, but...
I mean, I saw The Matrix, and I really liked the movie, but I don't remember the music in it at all. I don't remember any music from that.
All right, so you're two for three.
All right, the easiest one was Cheap Trick, Up the Creek, from the movie Up the Creek.
That is correct.
Good that song, bad movie.
Terrible movie. Just when that came out, I was working in the movie theater in Springfield.
Yeah.
Yep, that was... You know, you'd look in there and go, okay, yeah, I've got 8 minutes left in this movie. Or, yeah, I got 32 minutes left.
Yeah.
Horrible movie.
It looked like, it had people from Animal House in it, and you think it should have been good, but no, it was terrible.
Well, it was just a teenager boob flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, some of those are funny, but not this one.
Not this. Yeah, but good song, though.
All right. Number five. That's Fast Way.
That is correct.
What is the name of the movie?
Any idea what movie that's from?
Yeah, it's that one.
Their album was the soundtrack to the movie.
Yeah. Oh, God, what was the name? It was that movie with the guy from Mark something from... Oh, Gene Simmons was in it, too, and Ozzy was in it.
Yeah, they did cameos.
Was it Shocker?
Nope.
That was the other one. What is it?
This was Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. Duh.
Yep, that was the name of the song, too.
Yeah. Duh. Okay,
but
so.
You know, you got Fast Way, so that's good.
All right. And number six, which you don't think I'm going to get. It's from the movie Shocker.
That is correct.
The name of the band that does it? Dudes of Wrath.
Oh, you suck so bad.
Which features Paul Stanley and somebody else, like Guy Man Dude or somebody like that.
Well, yeah, that's one guy, but they have way bigger dudes. Desmond Child and Paul Stanley are the singers. Vivian Campbell plays guitar. Rudy Sarzo's on bass. Tommy Lee plays drums. And Michael Anthony is on backing vocals.
Nice. Nice band. Too bad they never toured, huh?
I don't think they did anything but this song or a couple of the songs on this soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack is better than the movie.
Yep.
That's really corny now. I always get Trick or Treat and Shocker confused. They're pretty similar.
Yeah, they're heavy metal horror movies.
You probably can see them on like Tubi or something like that. Maybe even YouTube. You can watch movies now on YouTube all the way through. All right, so I got 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
Much better than I thought. So hopefully you guys out there did okay. Yeah, I love that Shocker sound. Dudes of Wrath. I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Yep, Dudes of Wrath. I thought you would think it was a Paul Stanley song.
But. Yeah, easily, because it's his voice. Yeah. Now, your 6 and 30 is going to be much harder, I think. But you never know. You might surprise me. So the theme from this, these are song intros from 80s Sunset Strip bands. So you know all of these bands, but they're just the intros to the songs, and they're not the most popular songs. So, but I think you're going to get at least half of them. But,
oh, man. Okay.
But they're bands you all know, and definitely I've seen all of these bands live, and I think you've seen the majority of them live.
Okay. Well, let's give them a listen. So these are the intros?
Just the intro music. So.
Okay. So probably a lot of bass and drums.
Yep.
That's kind of an 80s thing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Not so easy, huh? Lots of bass and drums there, huh?
Yeah.
Almost all of it.
5 out of 6 started with bass and drums.
I did that on purpose. I should have went 6 for 6 on bass and drums, but I didn't have all the time.
That's totally an 80s thing. Bass and drums and the guitar kicks in. Yeah. And you get really high vocals.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to it one more time. I think I got 2 or 3, but let's see.
I think you're going to get 3.
Yeah, I'm thinking 3 right now, but let's see what we got.
Okay.
Is the first one Rat?
Correct. You're in Trouble by Rat. That's, that's probably the easiest one.
Okay, the next one I know is Motley Crue.
Yep, name the song.
It's off the first album. I can't remember.
It's on the independent version of the first album, I think. It never made the Elektra version. That's Toast of the Town.
Toast of the Town.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd heard that song. I don't know if it was from like a rarities or whatever, but.
Yep.
All right. So number 3, I think that's Armored Saint.
Wow. You get that. Correct.
Nice. Nathan. I like Armored Saint a lot. I've always liked their singer. I liked their singer when he was with Anthrax.
Wow. Name the song, though. That's a tough one.
Sure.
I wouldn't get that.
No, it just sounded familiar, that bass tone.
Yeah, that's False Alarm off their first album. I saw them before their first album when they were teenagers, when they had hair. John Bush had hair, and he was like 19. And again, John Bush was asked to be the Metallica lead singer way back then, and he said no because he thought Armored Saint was a better band at the time. And at the time, he was right. Armored Saint was a better band.
But, yeah, well,
thanks, James.
There have been some not very good bands make it big, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
3 for 3.
Here we go with some I'm not sure about. I'm going to say number 4. Is that Winger?
No. Sunset Strip band, not Winger. I'll give you another guess. Winger was not a Sunset Strip band.
I have no idea. Let me see here. Is it L.A. Guns?
No, incorrect. The name of the song is Sight for Sore Eyes.
I don't know.
Off of the In Heat album.
Wow. Oh, shoot. Black and Blue?
Yes, Black and Blue.
Ah, dang it.
I thought you'd get that one. 5, I think, is the hardest one.
I don't know. I'm going to guess, is that Faster Pussycat?
Nope, that is Dokken off of their first album, a song called Felony, which I barely remember too. So, Damn. All right, so you two. So you got three. And the last one I think you'll get.
I think that's Warrant.
You're right. That is Warrant. So you got four.
Four out of six. Six, and you got five. So damn it.
So we did better than we thought we did. We thought we were going to make it hard. We are.
Everybody else got nine.
We are geniuses.
Super geniuses.
Yeah.
And you next, we're going to split the atom in our underwear.
Whoa.
That's whoa, hey, no, never mind.
I think we need to start a Patreon for that. So
yeah.
Yeah, I got a thing from Patreon. Hey, you guys want to do a Patreon and see if, you know, make people pay for extra content? I'm like, no, we barely have enough time to do this a couple of times a month. You know,
yeah.
We're not going to do this every day. Are you kidding me?
Every day, good Lord.
Because I know
some have a job.
Some podcasts make this their whole, you know, income. I'm like, now, if we did that, we'd be dirt poor. I mean, we would be struggling if we had to depend on this. This is just for fun.
Jeez.
I mean, come along.
I got a kid in college.
Yeah. The $15 we make a month ain't covering that, you know?
No, I don't think it is. All right, so great job.
Woo! So that was our 6 and 30. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some rapid fire. All right, boys and girls, time for some rapid fire where Danny and I fire three hard rock and metal trivia questions back and forth at each other. And you at home get to play along. See if you guys can go 6 for 6. And maybe you guys will do a little bit better than you did on 6 and 30. Regular trivia questions, play along. Play along at work, home, wherever you're at. By the way, hi to our families out there listening. I know Danny's family listens more than my family. I don't know. I'm waving again. I'm stupid like that. Because we're not on YouTube, and we never will be.
Mark is waving to all of you out there.
I'm an idiot.
Wave back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it seems like all these podcasts now are all on YouTube or Rumble or whatever. We ain't doing that.
Ain't nobody wanted to see that.
No, nobody's going to see us. We used to be on YouTube, but then, you know, they demonetize us for everything. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't need that business. All right, here we go. Question number one. Former Tesla guitar player Tommy Scio is currently a member of what new hard rock band? And I'll give you four bands, and you can see if you can guess. A, Resist and Bite. B, Bad Marriage. C, Dirty Honey. D, Station. Tommy Scio.
Well, I've seen Station. He was not in that when I saw him. Dirty Honey, I don't think he's in that either. Those are all real young guys. So I'm going to say the second one.
Bad Marriage?
Bad Marriage, yeah.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and he used to be a member of Resist and Bite before that. He left that band and joined Bad Marriage.
Okay.
So, I mean, I couldn't tell you anything about Bad Marriage. I know they open up a bunch of East Coast dates for various 80s and 90s bands, but couldn't tell you if they're good or bad. But Tommy Scio is in that band.
I saw Station open for Enough's Enough in Newark at a firehouse, like where they have different functions and all that, a little stage on the end.
Yeah.
In a firehouse, but man, they were good. Like their singer was fantastic.
Yeah. Enough's Enough with that Chip singing?
Yep.
Yeah, with Chip singing, it's okay.
Yeah, they were okay. I mean, I like Enough's Enough. I like their songs, so.
Good songs. Better with Donnie singing them, but.
Oh, yeah. That time we saw them in that little tiny place in Jersey, man, that was awesome.
Yeah. Us and another 15 people.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Fuzz Bubble opening, and they were good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
We went to this show place in the middle of, it was on the Jersey Shore somewhere, probably in the middle of winter, and we rushed to get there, and we were like 5 hours early for the show. We just sit around.
Yeah, sat around, watched pizza get delivered to the band bus.
we're nuts like that. We'd never do that nowadays. But
nah.
Back in the day, we would do stuff like that.
Yeah, because we stood the whole time. Who wants that shit now?
Yeah, remember when we used to sit in line overnight for concert tickets?
Jeez.
Yeah, we ain't doing that crap now.
No.
No, thank you.
All right, question number one for you. And I think these are going to be pretty easy for you, but we'll see. And some of them we may have talked about before, but I think we've both forgotten. So anyway, who is Kiss's longest tenured guitarist?
Tommy Thayer.
That is correct.
Yes.
You know how many years he's been in the band?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say 20.
21.
Wow. Yep. Unbelievable. Yep,
2003 he's joined.
2000, man. Yeah, 2000. I remember Tommy Thayer was like the hands-on manager when I saw Kiss play the Kiss convention in Burbank. Tommy Thayer was walking around the parking lot with short hair. I mean, he wasn't in the band because it was Bruce Kulick back then, and he worked for the band.
Right.
And I went, that's Tommy Thayer from Black and Blue. I mean, nobody else knew who the hell he was. But, yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
He also played there because him and Jamie St. James from Black and Blue had a Kiss cover band called Cold Gin, and they played. So.
I love Black and Blue. They're one of my favorites from that time.
They're still around. I mean, it's only two guys left, but they're still around.
Yeah.
All right, question two for you. Here's another one of these multiple choice ones.
Oh, boy.
Which one of these vocalists has never sang with the Michael Schenker group? A, Ronnie Romero. B, Graham Bonnet. C, Jolynn Turner. Or D, Gary Barden. Which one has not sang with Michael Schenker?
Oh, man, those are all good choices. I'm going to say Jolynn Turner.
You would be correct again.
Yes.
Two for two.
Yeah, I know Barden did.
Graham Bonnet was. Yeah.
Yeah, Graham Bonnet was. He's all over that whole group.
Yeah, and Ronnie Romero, I think, was on one in 2021. That's another guy who's been in a lot of bands. He's been in Vandenberg, Rainbow, Michael Schenker.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy from Chile. Great singer, though.
All right, so I'm two for two. Let's see if you got two for two on this one. I think you will.
All right.
So who played bass on White Lion's debut album, Fight to Survive?
Oh, my God.
Who played bass? And he never toured with them. By the time the album came out, they had another bass player listed as the bass player for the band.
I might get this one. I believe it is Felix Robinson from Angel.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's actually what I have written down. Felix Robinson from Angel.
Yay. And I think Felix Robinson is playing select dates on Angel's tour here. So when he comes up and jumps on stage with them, they have three original members.
Yeah. All right.
Well, not original because
he was classic members. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would like to see that.
Get Greg Giuffria up there and then I'll.
Yeah. Greg's too busy bathing his money. He doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Who was the co-writer of all these three songs? They all came out in 75 and 76. Kiss, Do You Love Me, The Runaways, Cherry Bomb, and Alice Cooper, Escape. Who co-wrote those three songs?
I'm going to pick Desmond Child.
Ooh, you'd be close, but incorrect.
Dang it.
There's a guy named Kim Fowley.
He was, no idea who that
Kim
is.
Kim Fowley was also the manager of the Runaways.
Okay.
And he wrote those songs. He also co-wrote King of the Nighttime World by Kiss.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, there's that whole Runaways thing. He is definitely the villain in that story.
Ooh. Ooh.
Managing a bunch of teenage girls and getting them into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kim Fowley does not have the greatest reputation in the world, but he co-wrote some cool songs. So.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Who knows how much input he had on those songs?
I think
he's got his name on them.
I think the especially King of the Nighttime World was actually his band's, and Kiss kind of took that song and probably Do You Love Me and just kind of, you remember Gene and Paul used to stick their names on other people's songs?
Oh, yeah. They changed one word. Oh, I got a co-writer.
Yeah, that's for sure with King of the Nighttime World. There is a version that came before that. So.
Okay. All right, well, that's interesting. Question number three for you involves the Runaways.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How old was Sherry Curry when she joined the Runaways?
I believe she was 16.
She's 15.
Wow.
15.
Damn it. Incorrect.
And she was gone by the time she was 18.
Nah, jeez.
Crazy. 18 years old and you're already out of your biggest band. But
yeah.
I didn't know that she was a twin.
Yeah, her and her sister.
Yeah, Marie Curry.
Yeah, they had an album come out. They actually, there's one album with them singing on it. I think I have it, and it's really bad.
Yeah, I would figure.
But at the time, they were very attractive. And I think Sheree Curry's sister married somebody famous, another rock star. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
It wasn't Steve Lukather there, but it was, man, it might have been Steve Lukather, but somebody like that. I'll have to look that up sometime. But yeah. But I know she was married to somebody famous. Well, maybe you can look it up now. Why not?
Why not?
Marie Curry. Who was she married to? Somebody famous. All right. This is a exclusive trivia for you listeners out there. And we're doing it live on tape. I know she was married to somebody famous. And Sheree Curry was also in a movie called Foxes that featured Angel. There's another tie-in.
Yep.
Not the greatest movie in the world, starring Jodie Foster and Scott Baio was in that movie, too.
The Curry sisters were on an episode of My Three Sons.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that.
She was married to Steve Lukather.
No way!
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. And I know...
Yeah, two children together.
That's funny. You being the Toto fan didn't know that.
I did not know that he was... I had no idea he was married to her.
I know he's remarried, and he has talked about his ex-wife in the past, but he never mentions her by name, so...
He has dedicated two Toto songs, I'll Be Over You and I Won't Hold You Back, two of their biggest hits.
Wow. It was
to her.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. Who knows what she's doing now? I know Sheree Curry is touring. I got a tour in Europe again. And she made her living after the Runaways. She made art with chainsaws. She had a place on Topanga Canyon Boulevard where you go in there and you can buy. And she was really good, too. There's people make a chainsaw art with big giant blocks of wood, like make bears and all kinds of stuff. She could do that. It's different, but hey, it's a living. So yeah,
I wonder if Steve Lukather's son is, if that's who his mom is.
Trev?
Yeah.
It might be. Seems about the right timeline for that, right?
Just about. They married in 81.
Yeah, I would think so. Because how long, Trev Lukather's what, late 20s maybe?
Something like that, yeah. But that would make him in his 40s, though, now. If he was born in 84?
I don't know. Does it say how long they were married?
No.
Okay, well, Danny and I are learning all kinds of things here now.
Yeah.
Who knew? Well, while Danny's still fishing on the internet here, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Cover This.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to finish this episode with some Cover This, where we play a 30-second clip of a cover song. Usually it's a band we know playing a song that we may or may not know by a band we know. So,
you know.
Yeah, you know?
All right.
Okay,
whatever.
So, I think mine is very easy, so... I don't know if you'll get this one or not, but I think it's easy.
All right. Okay, I'll play it and for 30 seconds. We'll see if I can get this here. Okay.
Yep.
All right, here we go. You tell lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. I'm down.
You know I'm down. Man buys ring, woman throws the
Oh, you're right. You know what's really funny?
What?
I listened to this song today.
Really?
On the ride home, I was listening to the Origins albums by Ace Frehley. So this is Ace Frehley doing the Beatles, I'm Down.
That is correct.
What are the odds?
Damn.
I was listening.
Any idea which album the song I'm Down is off of?
That I don't know. Not a clue.
Well, that was kind of a quick trick question because it was only released as a B-side to the song Help.
Okay. All right.
Not on an album.
I did not know that. Okay, here's another one for you. That song was also covered by another band in the 80s who also covered that.
Crap, I was listening to a couple different versions of this because I wanted to do this one.
A big band.
Oh, Aerosmith.
Correct. What album was that on? I don't remember either.
I don't know if it was Permanent Vacation, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's on Permanent Vacation. It's either that one or Pump, one of those two.
Yeah. Pump. It's in a different key, though.
Is it?
Yeah, Steven Tyler's like a step and a half up from Ace Frehley, but that's no surprise.
Yeah, well, Ace is not a great singer.
No.
Yeah.
He does all right with this song.
Yeah, he's got to find something in his range and stick to it. Anything up or down, ooh, it's a train wreck. But yeah, it's not a bad version of that song. That doesn't suck.
Nope.
All right, so that one was pretty easy for me. So I think the one I got for you, I think it'll be pretty easy for you. So go ahead and play it.
Life is a game just made for fun. You know I don't love nobody. I don't love no one. Yes, I'm a mover, baby. Oh, listen to me go. Ooh, yeah.
All right, Danny.
All right.
Who is
it? Well, that's definitely Bruce Dickinson and Iron Maiden.
Correct.
The song is I'm a Mover, and I think that is the original is Free.
Correct.
Yes.
Bang. Okay, and what album is I'm a Mover on?
The Iron Maiden version?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a B-sides album.
It's on a B-sides album. Okay. It's a B-side to a single. Here's the tough one. What song? 1990.
1990?
Yeah, it was a B-side of a single. That's a song that we all know.
I'll say Fear of the Dark.
Eh, close enough. Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Oh, man. Okay. I didn't realize that was a single.
Yeah, in England it was. It wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
1969. Yeah. At first, you can't tell it's Bruce, and then he starts singing a little more, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, it's Bruce. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Then, oh, yeah, that is definitely Bruce.
Yeah, because I listened to some of the Iron Maiden ones, and this was the least sounding Iron Maiden. All the rest of them is immediately, oh, it's Iron Maiden.
If you didn't recognize Bruce, I don't know that you would get it, because that's not a... The music itself and how it's played doesn't sound much like Iron Maiden.
There's no galloping.
Yeah, no galloping. The bass doesn't have as much treble as it usually does. The guitars don't sound like they normally do.
Yeah, I was trying to choose between that one and the Montrose cover.
Okay.
So I figured
I know they do a Space Station Number 5 cover.
Yeah, I knew you're going to get that immediately. It wasn't that one, I think. It was the other one they did. Iron Maiden did a lot of covers, but I know they've covered more than one Montrose song.
Yeah.
And I don't have it in front of me right now, so.
I wonder if they do many covers in concert. I've never seen them do one.
No.
And I don't know that they mix up their set list once they get it set, and because there's so much in their live shows that's all programmed and set that I don't know if they can just, you know, it's like a Bruce concert where you have no idea what's coming next from one night to the next.
Yeah. I'm thinking, have I ever seen Iron Maiden do a cover live? No, I've never seen, not once. I did see Kiss do a surprising cover once in the 80s. Won't Get Fooled Again.
Oh, really?
I think they did that. Or was it? I think, yeah. Yeah.
I saw Van Halen do that.
Or was it?
But.
Or was it Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin?
I'm trying to. That would be my guess, because Won't Get Fooled Again is a pretty technical song. And I can't imagine just pulling that off.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Van Halen, I remember doing. Yeah, so I think it was Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And, of course, you saw Mr. Big, and the last three songs are covers, I believe.
Yeah. And when are you seeing them, or did you already?
I have not. I see them next month.
Okay. Yeah, they're in Europe right now.
Yeah, they're struggling so much, they got a second vocalist on stage singing with Eric on certain songs.
I wondered what there were pictures of them. You know, they do a picture with their backs to the crowd and from the drum riser. And I wondered, who's that? Who's the fifth guy?
Yeah, and he doesn't do it on all the songs, but, you know, there were songs there where he would double his leads, and then he would sing back up with everybody else. But he didn't do it for every song, just the ones Eric seemed to struggle with. I'm like, wow.
I'll be interested to see what they do when you see him.
Yeah, because it's a European dude. Will they bring in somebody else or just bring that dude along?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I don't know what the issues are. Maybe just he's out of shape. Sometimes guys get out of shape. Sometimes they just
can't hang. I mean, that album's, what, 30 years old?
Yeah, but he's been singing all along. He's been working with the Trickster guys and, like, playing acoustically. And, man, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
And, you know, L. Steven Tyler blew his voice out three shows into the tour, and it's been postponed ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, they were saying that he was spitting up a lot of blood because his vocal cords were just shot.
Jeez. And he turned 76 today. Or not today, but like last week.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You know, at some point, I don't want to see these guys. 76-year-old guy tottering around on stage.
Yeah, if you can pull it off, then great. Yeah, but
who's going to pull off Aerosmith at 76 years old?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if he can still sing it and he still moves around. Look at Mick Jagger. He's still doing it. Sammy Hagar can still pull it off. He's an old guy. But then Paul Stanley had the fake vocals. And, okay, that's why I didn't see Kiss the last 15 years. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't want to pay to go see them dancing around to a tape.
No, don't need it. No thanks.
I'll go see Britney Spears where I like what I'm seeing.
Oh, my God, I saw a picture of what Madonna played like 8 shows, I think, here. And I saw what she looked like. Oh, my God. I didn't even recognize who it was.
Yeah.
She's bloated. She's got all kinds of plastic surgeries. She looks horrible. What is going on there?
I saw a picture. I was like, who? That's Madonna? Ugh.
I mean,
no, thank you.
Enough with the plastic surgery, ladies. Come on, stop. Yeah. Ugh. Speaking of vocalists, Eric from Skid Row had to bow out.
Yeah, he had leukemia or has leukemia and can't handle the road.
No, yeah, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Sucked, too, because I got to see them live a couple months back, and he was great. So good, nailing all the songs.
But that's a shame.
But, you know, the guy's, you know, in his 30s, and he's got a little kid at home and a wife, and he's traveling from Sweden.
Yeah, it's got to be brutal.
All that being on all those planes does not help. No.
Traveling like that, it's got to be brutal on your body, especially if you're undergoing chemo. I mean, it totally tears you up.
Yeah.
And then you got to go on the road? Shush.
Yeah, I mean, it was only a couple years ago. It's probably going to... He probably won't be completely healed for another couple years.
Yeah.
If ever, you just never know.
Yeah, and I heard Lizzie Hale is taking his place for like 5 shows.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I would actually like to see that.
Yeah,
Lizzie
I would
Hale
too.
Lizzie Hale singing Skid Row.
Absolutely. But now Sebastian's all about, I can see myself joining the band again. You know?
Oh, Jesus.
Even though those guys can't stand him. I mean, I would be shocked if Sebastian Bach came back because guys can't stand him.
That would be the shock of the century right there.
Yeah, because Sebastian is, he's a great front man. Are the vocals still there? No.
Nah. last time I saw Sebastian, he could still sing okay, but it was mostly screaming.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, like, really hardcore screaming. And he goes, I'm up here screaming my ass off. Yeah, well, why don't you try singing for a little while now?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's, I mean, he's still kind of sort of like he was, but Eric was better. Flat-out vocalist, much better. Will Sebastian come back? That's the big question. I don't think they want him back. I just think it's a personality thing.
Yeah, I don't. That would be the shock of the century for sure.
Yeah.
He'd shock the world.
I think Phil and not rising from the grave has got a better chance of happening than Sebastian joining Skid Row. So
I would like to see that much more, actually.
Me too. Phil, yeah. We miss you. We want you back.
Yeah.
All right. On that happy note, I think we can call it a day so Danny can get back and watch the Phillies play. And
yeah.
I could eat some dinner.
Yeah, got to go watch my Phils. They're sucking so far. They're 1-3 this season.
It's still early. There's another 750 games to go this season. Yeah.
Plus, they played the Braves the first series, so that's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, they're kind of good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the old Dodgers are favored to win, you know, but their payroll's ridiculous. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is great, but why did he have to go to the Dodgers? Come on. They were already good to begin with.
Well, because they're trying to buy a World Series.
Yeah, just like the Lakers.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring in another A-list elite athlete on this team. Oh, God.
I'm just pissed the Phillies didn't get any help with pitching in the offseason.
Yeah, who wants to hang out in Philadelphia? It's cold.
Everybody wants to be on the Phillies. It's a great time.
Okay.
Have fun playing. You can tell.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, but it's a little cold. You know what I'm saying? You're the one who's at the beginning of the show telling us how freezing it is there. So.
Yeah, it is cold. I mean, we were watching the very beginning of the game before we started recording, and Dana was like, God, that would be so miserable. Sitting out in like a misting rain and 42 degrees.
Play ball?
No. I said, it'd be all right if you had a box, but.
You're playing indoors. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but when you get middle of summer, it's a nice day. Nothing better than being in Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit a Red Sox game next month, maybe, and one of these days I'll go to a Phillies game. I like going to baseball games live. I don't like much watching them on TV, but live, different animal altogether.
There. Oh yeah. Get a hot dog.
All right, so now we're talking about food. I definitely need to go. All right, we'll see you in a couple weeks with a brand new episode. Thanks for listening to the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. Make sure you guys subscribe on all the various platforms. We're everywhere, so go ahead. And give us a show review if you can. Give us five stars.
Tell us how you did.
Tell us how great we are. All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.